What has God been doing in Nepal? You know, you talked tonight about how there's a bigger story, a bigger picture, and people are doing what they can, serving in love, but God is doing something bigger. And what's God been doing in Nepal since 1950, when you taught that there was no schools?
Yeah.
What was the church doing then, and what's the church doing now?
There was very little church at all in 1950, and now Nepal is reportedly the fastest growing church in the entire world. So that's pretty cool.
And thank you. And so it's the fastest growing church in the world. And has anyone made sense of how that happened, or what we can learn from what God's done and what the church has done in Nepal? How did that come about?
Yeah, a lot of that came about because of, well, it was a closed country until the 50s, but except for there were some people that were able to leave the country, so the Gurkhas that came and lived and worked in England,
yeah,
and some people that were able to go to India and other places, and they brought the gospel back with them.
Yeah.
And then there was some, you know, a large Western missionary presence came as well, but they weren't allowed to share the gospel.
Yeah.
So the majority of the gospel sharing is done indigenously by the local Nepali churches sending out people throughout the country.
Yeah. And what is the situation today? I mean, if you wanted to share with your neighbors that Jesus Christ is the only hope, that his death and his resurrection would lead to forgiveness and eternal life, can you do that quite openly in Nepal? Is that
not so much. It became illegal to assist someone in changing their religion, uh-huh, which is a very loose term that can be interpreted in different ways.
Yeah.
So it can be an action that would come with consequences if people wanted it to.
Yeah. So you're saying there's a law against doing that.
Yes.
So the church has grown incredibly fast over the last 50 years, while there was this law in place that you could not tell other people about Jesus Christ. Is that right?
Effectively.
So how did that message get passed on then? You don't know?
Question. Yeah. Don't know. Just through people's desire to share love with each other.
So could it be that when people live out their lives in the way that you are trying to live out your lives, that is causing people to ask questions?
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people also have stories of healings and miracles and meeting Jesus in dreams and things too.
Wow, okay. Well, I was just so encouraged by, you know, what you've shared today, and particularly just that fact that we're not aware of, that Nepal is a very fast-growing church in a country where it's illegal to verbally share your faith. So thanks so much for sharing. I just wanted to get that across.
You.
Okay.
Stay there.
It's not getting home.
No, I'm not going anywhere, right?
So I've asked a few of the folks from the mission support team, just a few of us will pray for Simon and Wendy. Wendy, do you want to come back up as well and get the other microphone? You don't have to speak again, you're okay. I don't know who wants to go first. Let's pray together then.
Father, we just thank you for the great time we've had meeting Wendy and Simon and finding out about their work. And thank you for their honesty and sharing everything with us. And we just pray you'll bless them over the coming months with all the changes in their family life. And yeah, as they head back to Nepal, that they will lean on those everlasting arms and that they will know your strength holding them up, Father, and you will give them wisdom and bless them in their new home and help them be a witness to their friends and their neighbours. But I just pray that you will especially place them in our hearts and minds so that we will remember them on a daily basis and pray for them. And we just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we know that you love all billions and billions of people there are in this world now, in your world, and we just pray that you will continue to bless the work that that Simon and Wendy are pursuing in Nepal. We just pray that those young people who they meet and help are able to just be encouraged to do and achieve more than you'd ever expect from living in that very difficult situations that we've heard of. We pray also that they are able to support and help disciple these new Christians. There's these big increases in numbers of Christians throughout that part of the world. We pray also for their continued journey or their time that they have at home with their own families. And we pray particularly for their the fact that they too will become a growing family very soon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I'll just pray as well. Lord, we just thank you for time we've had, and do pray for fruitfulness for Simon and Wendy, continuing fruitfulness. Help them to let your word go deep in their lives regularly each day, and may that the work of your kingdom flow from that, Lord, that streams of living water might even be flowing from them. Just fill them up each day. Keep them safe in their travels, in their living situation, with their new baby coming too. And give them good friends there, and pray for their connection with us here at CCC. We thank you for this weekend when they've been with us, and we pray that you really establish our links and help them to know our love and care. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, guys.